Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
As you said earlier, you played for Doc Rivers. You played for him with the Clippers. And he's viewed as, you know, a top coach. He obviously won the championship with the Boston Celtics back in 2008, the first year that the Big Three came together, Garnett, Pierce, and Allen. But he has had many major struggles since then. Was brought in by the Clippers. You know, they were a good team already. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. But Vinny Del Negro couldn't get them over the hump, which would be the second round. They brought in Doc.
Thanks for
Chris
reminding
Paul
me.
Chris Paul wanted him. Right?
Thanks for reminding me. Thanks for running down my 10 years.
For you.
Appreciate
right,
it, Chris. Right.
Now, but Doc was brought in to do what Vinny Del Negro couldn't do. And it never happened. And in the process of it never happening, meaning them getting past the second round, they dropped a 3-1 lead to Houston. They dropped a few other leads.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Were you on that team? You weren't on that team.
I won on Houston. Okay. I was excited for that one.
And this year, of course, they lose to Philadelphia or to Atlanta when they clearly had, you know, they were the favorite overwhelmingly, and they had home court advantage and all that. And now, yes, Ben Simmons is catching the lion's share of the criticism, of the hate, whatever you want to call it, in Philadelphia. But there are a lot of people. In fact, the guy that usually sits in your chair, my partner, Rob Parker, he said this last week, and he texted me after the game to reiterate it, so he still thinks it's true. He said the Sixers should fire Doc Rivers. Your take.
I'm never going to say that a man should be fired, traded, moved on from. That ain't my place.
Sound the alarm.
That ain't my place. what did my daughter say when she was four? You get what you get and you don't get upset. So Doc is who we thought he was. He's not going to make adjustments. He's not going to dig into his bench. If you give him the pieces, he can get you a championship. So let me know what you're searching for. If Pat Riley or Phil Jackson are walking
for a championship.
Yeah, fair. But if Pat Riley and Phil Jackson are walking through those doors, yeah, I get it. Or maybe you got a, you know, someone that you feel like can relate to the players. Maybe you got like Chauncey Billups. Okay, you'll get through to Ben Simmons. You know, Jason Kidd, y'all talk to the talk. But I'm not going to go out unless it's one of those names and move on from Doc Rivers, who you just paid a lot of money to. It just doesn't make sense. So he is who you thought he was. So why turn on Doc at this point? Because he's true to what he does. He didn't break. If Ben Simmons was a shooter, they probably went in advance and he's able to put the pieces together. But there's not much he's going to be able to do.
Well, I would not fire Doc. I think it may be a discussion. I think you gotta.
Why, hold on. Why though? Why?
Because this continues happening.
Okay, I'm putting. Okay, hold on, Chris. Hold on.
Lead. They dropped an 18-point lead, then a 26-point lead.
Let me ask this real quick. Are there levels to this? Or are you just saying no matter what, don't fire him?
No matter what. No, look, I'm saying this. I would not fire him. It's hard for me to fire a coach after 1 year. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Stan Van Gundy got fired in
New
Orleans.
Why are you surprised?
After 1 year? Because 1 year, you made a mistake hiring him.
You had two.
You
had two all-stars.
I'm not saying he shouldn't have been fired. I'm just saying it's hard for me after 1 year to get rid of a dude.
You want to know why you do it? Because, and I'm not trying to say fire anybody. Don't quote me wrong. I'm just letting you know how it happens. Because The president wants one thing. The vice president sees something else. The owner sees something. The GM sees something. Everybody not on the same page. And they were like, hey, Zion needs this. And in today's NBA.
No, I get all that. The player wasn't feeling him.
Yeah, but the player is so. But I'm saying the player is so much bigger than the coach. In college basketball, it's the player's fault. Need another recruiting class. Bow. Make it happen. In the NBA, it's the coach's fault.
No, I get what you're saying. And I'm not saying, obviously, it should never happen that you fire a coach. Here, I give Doc one more year. I'd want to see some major improvement.
Hold on, Chris.
He's on the hot seat next year. I'm not saying you got to win it.
Let me ask
but
you
I this. Better see major improvement in the playoffs.
Do you give
if you meet Brooklyn, if Brooklyn's healthy and you meet them in the conference finals or whatever, you better ball out.
Let me ask this.
And you better coach well.
Do you give?
Because they underachieved. The bottom line is they underachieved.
Hold on, Chris. Let me ask this. Do you give Ben Simmons another year?
No, I'm trying to trade
Whoa!
Ben.
Whoa!
I'm trying to trade Ben.
Why are you so coach-friendly and not player-friendly?
Because Ben, this ain't Ben's first year.
This ain't
Ben's
Doc's
fourth year. It's Doc's first year in Philadelphia.
Hold on, Chris. No. Hold on, my friend. This ain't Doc's first rodeo with blowing leads.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But no. If you just said this ain't Ben's first rodeo and not shooting and not being productive, and right now you just think it's best for both sides, okay?
Look, no hard feelings. If they were to fire Doc Rivers, I'm not going to stand up and yell, that was crazy. I'll say that.
Oh, so you're in between.
No, I'm just saying if I was running the team, I'd do a full take inventory. Like I said, there's a discussion. You got to discuss everything, and that's true. To discuss the coach who led you to underachieve. And it's been a history of him underachieving.
And I'm not calling for Doc's head. I'm not doing that. It's not what I'm doing. But as we talk about Ben, we've seen this from you before, Ben. Well, Doc, we've seen this from you too.
No, I know. So that's why I'm saying it's a discussion.
So
at the end of the day, I probably end up keeping him.
You just don't want to go there. You just don't want to go there. You're there. You just not publicly there, Chris, because you said
no,
it. No,
I said
many
it
words.
On TV this morning that they need to look at it. It's on the table. I said I wouldn't do it, but I said that about the Clippers last year and they fired him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, so looks like a good choice.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, you darn right about that. Ty Lue is showing off.
Mm-hmm.
He is showing off. All right, Trae Young. I speaking of showing off, Trae. I want to throw this out to you now. You might, I don't, I'm just going to throw it out in the discussion. Here's the question.
Go ahead.
Is Trae Young now a top five point guard? And let me give you my little answer. If you take out.
Stop it, man. How you going to start a list taking somebody out, man?
If we're not counting James Harden and Luka Doncic.
What about LeBron?
No, not LeBron.
Okay.
Not LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron's
so, like,
awful.
The real.
So, if we're
actual,
not counting James Harden, Luka Doncic,
are we saying,
and
like,
LeBron
the 6'4
James,
and under point guards? Like,
kind of. Yeah,
under?
That's
okay.
Pretty much
okay.
What we're saying. Yeah.
All right.
Then I do think he's fifth. I got Steph. Dame. CP3 is not, or Kyrie. Those are the four. And then I'm putting in Trae. I'm putting him ahead of Westbrook at this point. I'm putting him slight, you know, barely, but because of this run, you got to give it to him over Ja Morant.
Oh.
I have him right there. Oh. I like Ja, but what he has done,
let me talk to you, give him props. Let me talk to you. If Trae Young makes it to the NBA Finals, we might have to put him over Luka. And you tried to keep Luka off this list.
Ooh.
But here's the gosh darn reality. Ooh. Don't worry, Rob. You don't have to press the dumb button.
Luka.
Here's the reality. Luka ain't been out the first round.
Luka's in the West.
Luka comes into camp out of shape. He's heavy. He's got baby fat. Trae Young is in shape.
So does James Harden.
James has a hamstring and he's out. Okay. And James James went T-Rex arms in the last minutes of the game. We talked about it another time.
Man, didn't he? No, we can get to that later. Chris? I thought I was the only one that saw it.
No, you ain't the only one. The hands were fine. Maybe the hamstring is bad, but the hands were fine.
I'm with you. Okay.
If he makes it to the NBA Finals, he's better than Luka.
Wow!
He's better than Luka. Atlanta didn't make a mistake.
That's what I was waiting for. You're wrong, but that's what I was waiting for.
I'm just saying, Luka ain't been out the first round, man.
That's the Ryan Hollins I know. That Trae Young is better than Luka Doncic.
I ain't been out the first round.
I've been waiting for that type of take all show. You've been holding back. You've been cautious. You've been careful. You've minced your words. And now, 3 hours in, you finally let loose. You heard it right here on Fox Sports Radio. My man Ryan Hollis said Trae Young is better than Luka Doncic.
Yo, put the stipulations to it, man.
Why? What's the? I mean,
if he makes it to the finals,
Luka ain't been to the conference finals either.
No. If he makes it to the NBA finals,
he's been to the second round.
Listen, we got Luka's so good. We got to put some real winning on. We got to put some real winning on there before we do that. Some real winning to where like the Hawks are. We ain't making a mistake. Hey, I'm gonna tell you the Kings. The Kings ain't recovered. The Kings ain't recovered since that one. Then the Kings pass on Curry, too. They ain't recovered. Listen. The Hawks haven't recovered. Right. The Hawks, they're recovering. You know what I'm saying? What's the move?
Trae is great. Trae is, you know, he's average. What's he got? Rob G?
Where's your butt, dude? Don't
12,
do that.
Is it 12 straight games? Or 11 consecutive games.
Where's this butt
of
coming
20
from?
Points or seven assists at least?
Where's the butt at?
That's a playoff record.
Okay.
That's a playoff. I mean, the dude is bad.
Where's your butt at? Where's the butt at?
The butt?
Yeah, where's the butt at?
The butt is, I ain't putting him ahead of Luka Doncic.
Tone Hall, so if he goes to the NBA Finals and continues at this hellish pace, where everything, we can't deny, everything is centered around him. He just beat the MVP of the league.
It's a strange year.
That's
going to be my explanation. It's a strange year. There's pixie dust flying around. There are leprechauns and mermaids and flying donkeys. Something's going on.
The real MVP.
I don't know how to explain it, Chris. But if Trae Young gets to the NBA Finals, and heck, at that point, you got to give him a chance to win the championship. If he gets to the NBA Finals with John Collins and Kevin Herter and Clint Capella, I don't know how to explain it.
He's better than Luka. That's
the question. I'm glad. All right,
If you could tell me Kevin Durant,
we are going to get to the callers too.
Chris, if you could tell me that Kevin Durant is better than Giannis winning.
Giannis is better than Kevin Durant. He's not better than Kevin Durant.
Wins it, we're not putting asterisks on what he did.
Yeah, we're not putting asterisks, but I'm not putting him ahead of Kevin Durant. I'm not going to belittle his championship. No, he's not better than Durant.
But there's an asterisk, though.
Was Dwight Howard better than LeBron when they beat Cleveland? No. It is a team sport. I mean, we give the individuals praise and credit, but no, just because you beat them in the playoffs don't mean you better.
So Trae just got some five stars. When do we got Doug coming
up.
Well,
but
talk
hold
college.
On. See, here's the thing. If we're taking your logic, neither LeBron or not LeBron, not Kevin Durant, not Steph Curry, none of them, not heck, let's keep it going, not Shaq, not Kobe, not Magic, none of them, not Bird, heck, not Michael Jordan, won a championship with such a weak supporting cast. So by your logic, Trae Young becomes the GOAT.
Stop
if they
it,
win it. I mean, seriously, If they win a championship, Trae Young's the goat. I'm telling you, the only explanation, Ryan, is that there's pixie dust in there.
Is he?
Or the virus, something? I don't know. He went. This is just strange.
No, now look, man. On one end, our entire show has been geared towards everything Philly did wrong and fire Doc. And Ben Simmons is gone. You traded Ben Simmons this afternoon. You traded
well,
him.
I'm trying to
You're
find a trade offers. Partner. I'll tell you that.
And why you can't put no respect on Trey's name?
I know. I love him. No. Because I'm not saying he's better than Luka Doncic. Trey is bad.
Hold on, Chris.
And you
Chris.
Know I'm glad to see the light-skinned brother balling. Because who was it telling me? I was talking to somebody in Philly today. And they was like, yeah, you know, everybody ripping Ben. And this somebody kind of connected to the team. Everybody in the city killing Ben. And you know they bringing up the light skin thing, too. I said, hold up. Trae Young is light skin. Devin Booker's light skin.
Devin Booker show in. Devin Booker pale. Devin Booker, Chris Broussard light skin.
Hey, he Chris Broussard light skin, right? Right?
No, but Chris, I'm just saying, on one end, you want to give Giannis credit. But we got listeners who've been down with us this whole show. That no, you ain't said none about Trae Young today, dog.
Look, I just put him in my top five.
Man,
I just said he's the fifth best point guard in the league if you take out LeBron, Harden, and Luka.
He low key, he better than some of them on that list. You take him over
Kyrie.
Hold
on, don't say it with your chest.
You take him over Kyrie right now.
I said this to Rob G before the show. If you switch Kyrie, put Kyrie on Atlanta instead of Trae Young. I don't think they're this far.
No. Just ask.
Now
just
I do
ask
think
Danny
Kyrie
Ainge.
Is a better player, right? I do think Kyrie's a better player, but they're not this far. Maybe it's the intangible. You agree with me? It sounds like.
Yeah.
They're
no,
not. I don't know. They're not this far.
I think Kyrie's intriguing.
A better player
to any top list. Kyrie's intriguing because he's hit the big shot. But he's not the BMOC. He's on the can. He ain't the BMOC. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
We love
and
Kyrie.
He's so skilled. He's so skilled.
You can't
he's,
question that.
Right. No, I feel you.
I'm going to tell you this about Trae.
Got him as the GOAT. If they win it, I want to hear you say it. I mean, logic.
About 2 years ago, I spoke with Trae and I spoke with his dad. We all know his dad could go. He got super game. And he said, and this is when Trae was going through his struggles in his first year. I said, I like him. He works hard. And he said, man, Trae ain't done nothing yet. He's not strong enough. He's not physical in the lane. He doesn't finish well. He's shooting too much. And his dad, you know, most daddies don't do that. And Trae got to get better.
At that point, right?
And towards the second half of that year, he started looking like what we expected. So I saw this progression because he's got the right people around him. He's got the right circle. His dad ain't coddling him, telling he the best thing since sliced bread. He like, dog, you got your work to do. You know, and that's why Ray Young, his dad, is so confident in speaking out for him. And didn't he go at Nick the other day, if I'm not mistaken? But he's so confident speaking for his son because he's telling his son the right thing. He's like, dude, I'm already critical of him. You don't need to be, you know.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and Ryan Hollins is in for Rob Parker. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Doug Gottlieb up in a few minutes. But we're going to take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. Is Trae Young a top five point guard? And my goodness, is he better than Luka Doncic?
Stop it. No. Say.
Hey, when you say that, ain't no qualification.
Yes, it is. If he makes it to the NBA Finals, then is he better?
All right, let's see what the callers think.
Let's go to Jabril out in ATL, shorty.
I know what he going to say in ATL. What you got,
no,
Jabril?
No, don't pad your bets.
You already know. Yeah, he better than him. And Chris, you said that Luka didn't make it out of the West, that he didn't make it out of the first round in the West. Because he in the West. So what they say about KD, who couldn't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, the Nets were injured. The Nets are banged. And they lost to the team that could very well win the championship.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I think he better though. And I like Luka. But I just, Trae Young got their heart, man.
Trae Young does have heart, and I love his
name.
I'm going to give you all that. He got the intangibles.
And he shows up in fourth quarters.
Yes, yeah, he has the intangibles. But I can't put him past Luka.
Chris, are you glossing over the fact that he shows up in fourth quarters?
Well, Luka's had a few struggles here or there. But hold on. Trae hit big shots yesterday, but he was, what, 5-for-23? And he had teammates step up. Did Luka have teammates step up?
He's
could
too
Luka
ball
go 5-for-23 and they win again?
He's
that,
too ball
another
dominant.
That's coaching. They got. I agree. I talked about that last week. That concerns me because that's going to make it tough for another legit star, right, to play with him. Because you're going to be like, yo, dude, can I do something?
He's too ball, dominant for someone to step up. Trae Young will get off the basketball.
Right. They gonna have the next coach needs to get him in a system. I'm with you on that. All right. Who else? We got time for one more call.
We got time. Hold on. I don't think we got any
action. Looks like we don't have time.
Nobody agrees with you. We got what we needed.
Doug Gottlieb coming up in a minute.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know, you were hedging. You were like, you were kind of, you know, not wanting to say it with bass in your voice. You said Trae Young's better than some of the people I got on my list. Steph, Dame, I know he's not better than either one of them.
No. Steph and Dame, they're off the books. They're completely off the books.
CP3 and Kyrie.
CP's interesting. Like, CP's like the ultimate mentor right now. Like, CP's intelligence, leadership, but if you wanted a guy for an entire season, Trey's going to have better numbers. He's going to shoot the ball better. He's going to be healthier. He's going to play more minutes. And Chris,
he'll get
I don't
you
think
the same he amount of assist.
Stop it. Right now.
No, he will. I mean, he will get you the same amount of assist.
Okay, no, you're right. You're right.
That's true.
Right now, would you take on your roster Chris Paul or Trae Young?
I mean, if I had just an average, you know, I'm starting a team, I'm taking Trae just because of the age.
If you had the Phoenix Suns, would you take Chris Paul or Trae Young right now for the entire season?
Chris Paul. Because
Stop it, Chris.
No,
Chris.
I would. I got Devin Booker. And what's not to like about the way Chris Paul and Devin Booker have played together?
You're right about that. No one's questioning that right there. But Chris Paul only averaged 16 points per game. This wasn't like he lit it up. I think if anything,
but
he's
that's
like
the type of player
he's getting his Bill Russell on. He's an extension of the coach. He's doing his darn thing. He's helping culture.
But that's Chris. You know that. I mean, some of his, even in his prime years, he might have averaged 16, 17 points a game.
Heck no. No. Chris was a bucket. New Orleans
you,
Chris
you're
going
to stand corrected on this. You know.
Hold on. Let me look this up.
You're going to stand corrected.
Hold on. Let me look this up.
Chris
I remember
Paul averaged 16.5 points a game this year. In 2011 in New Orleans, 15.9 points.
Was that his first
Second
year ever
year
in the NBA? First year ever?
He came in the league in 2005 and dropped 16-8 as a rookie. Then he did get up at a couple years in New Orleans. He averaged 21 one year, almost 23 another year. But with the Clippers, second year, 16.9. Houston is second year. We know that's a little off. He's playing with Harden. That was 15.6. But he's generally, his career average, these are fair, 18-9. That's what he is.
18-9. And where's Trae Young? Right around 20.
So he's a little bit.
Trae's right around the 20-point range?
Trae's numbers are going to be better. Huh? Yes.
So
Trae is interesting, man. Because look, the bottom line is nobody expected this, right? Nobody expected
this. Chris, have you checked my IG lately?
Hold on. Lately, I don't want to hear about what were you predicting before the playoffs started?
Did you check my IG lately? That's all I'm saying.
Lately is last week. Lately could be yesterday like after today. Game seven.
Have you seen my... No. Don't check my IG.
I'm talking
because
about...
Because you said no one predicted this.
Did you pick the Hawks over the Knicks? All right, we gonna see. Thank you. We're going to get the Doug Gottlieb, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show right here on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Doug? How are you, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
What's
good.
Up, Doug?
We're having a heated discussion, myself and Ryan Hollins, who's in for Rob Parker. Look, this Trae Young thing is just tripping everybody out. Ryan says, it started as a discussion of, is Trae Young one of the top five point guards in the league if you take out LeBron, Harden, and Luka, who are, you know, they probably historically won't go down as point guards. So I got Steph, Dame, Chris Paul, and Kyrie, and then Trae. But then Ryan went a step further. And he said, if the Hawks get to the finals, which I don't see happening, but if they do, Trae Young's better than Luka. Your thoughts?
I disagree. I mean, you didn't. There's a dude in Memphis who's pretty nasty. Obviously, can't shoot.
No, Jai's tough. Right.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't think De'Aaron Fox is at that level, but he's pretty damn close. Obviously, he's not surrounded with the same team. They've had so much dysfunction there. Pretty talented fella. I feel like I'm forgetting a couple here, right?
Westbrook. I went through the list. I mean, you hit them all pretty much. Westbrook. Anybody in that? You've hit them all in that class.
Well, I mean, okay. So, here's what it is, right? He's obviously a remarkable shooter, scorer. You know, he's a very, very good passer off of penetration. Now, some of it, and one of the frustrations people have had who played with him is he has consistently done that thing where you take one extra dribble to make sure that the pass that you're making leads to an assist instead of the hockey assist, right? He can be a hard dude to play with sometimes. And he's known as a guy that doesn't guard anybody. Now, I think he's done a better job. You know, he doesn't do as good a job of Steph at kind of hiding it and getting steals, but he's done a better job. Part of it was who they're playing against, where they couldn't totally expose him for being, so weak defensively. And that's one of the reasons they needed Capella. It's one of the reasons that they went out and they got Rondo. Yeah, obviously, eventually they trade Rondo away. So, he's very, very, very talented, and he can really shoot the basketball. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting about the NBA – one of the things that's interesting about the NBA playoffs is that, you know, traditionally the teams that play the best defense have won. Now it's a team, you have to be able to score. You have to be able to shoot and score.
Right.
So it's like, look, Westbrook competes. He's not as good a defender as his reputation, but he competes more defensively and on the boards than Trae does on a nightly basis. But you got to be able to shoot the basketball to keep the defense honest, to open up for everybody else. And so... he's really good. Would I take him ahead of Chris Paul? No. Would I take the Ja Morant thing is interesting because Ja is not a particularly good shooter in comparison. I think he's not as creative a passer, but some of that is the space is not there. So it's an interesting kind of complex. And then the question is Luka a point? Right. I mean, he does bring the ball up the court. He does everything goes through him. He does dominate. Is James Harden a point? Like, James Harden's a point. Kyrie Irving's not. And I would much rather have James Harden, even though he doesn't play much defense either, than I would Trae Young, even though Trae's had more impact at times offensively. So he's really, really good. And when he was drafted, I said I thought that whoever his first coach would be fired because you have to play him early, and he doesn't play much defense, and he does dominate the ball. And some of the older guys wouldn't be down with that, with the way in which he plays. But he's figured it out, and they figured out the way to get Nate, you know, to be his coach. And they've been a breakthrough story. But we also, like, here's the last thing. I know I've just rambled on. We do this thing where, because a team sneaks up out of the Eastern Conference, we make it like it's equal to everybody else. And we all know that the Eastern Conference traditionally is not as strong as the West. And a team kind of surprising us. But we haven't mentioned Jamal Murray. They haven't mentioned Donovan Mitchell. Not point guards, but scoring guards that also dominate the ball. So I think he's actually more in that variety than he is true point. The one thing he is more so than those two, he's a much better passer. He doesn't do all the other things that those two do better.
Let's go to another point guard who's under fire right now, and that's Ben Simmons. You've spoken openly about this. We know you were a great point guard, especially as far as passing. I mean, you were led the nation in assists and all that. But you struggled with your shot, and you said you had the yips. Now, you were known in high school, you were All-American, as a shooter. So explain to people, and I'm told Ben Simmons, I'm told, I didn't see a lot of footage of him in high school, but people say he was a pretty good shooter, and obviously he now has the yips. Talk about kind of how that comes on to a player, how you get that, and what it's like to go through that. And I assume you feel that's definitely
it's
what he's going through.
It's the worst, you know. It's the worst. It's like stage fright, you know. I mean, I think that's how you can relate to people. Like, you know, some people they just can't go up and give a speech in front of people. That's really what it is. Only, you know, for me, it started really the free throw line, and then it spread to the kind of the rest of my game to where I was just like, I just wouldn't shoot because if you don't shoot, you don't look bad, and if you don't look bad shooting, the coach doesn't take you out. Right. At least in theory. Like, well, you know, just hand off. Hand off to a guy so you're a ball screener. There's no help there, right? You're like, dude, no. Like, it's really hard. And then some days you'll show up at the gym and you'll feel good. You'll be like, man, I'm just, you know, you hit a couple. Or some days you get to the free throw line, you're fine. It doesn't come on. But other times you get there and you're like, I want to be anywhere other than this particular place on earth. You know, and your breathing gets heavy. It sucks.
Never really got over it, right?
I did. I'll tell you how I got over it. Ryan, did you ever have Maz Track on your staff and any of the teams you were on?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Maz is a longtime NBA assistant. His brother, Mark, just retired at USC. He's a women's coach at USC. Maz, I know Maz since I was a kid. I played for him in the ABA. And this was, I played 3 years overseas and I came back. I played in the ABA 2000. And he would take me out if I would turn down a shot. Like, he's like, if you turn down a shot, I'm taking you out of the game. And my first game, we're playing in Phoenix, and we're playing Sed Ceballos and Derek Martin, all these NBA dudes. Scotty Brooks was the coach. And I came off a ball screen, and they go, like, way, you know, you get way under. They're, like, all talking trash to you, like, go ahead, shoot, right? And I turned down the shot, and he took me out of the game. And then, you know, slowly but surely, like, I snapped out of it, and it helped. It still comes and goes. Like, I'll play pickup ball with my guys or play in an adult league or whatever, and some days I feel super nervous about shooting the basketball. But for most part, it's sort of cured. But, again, that's not at the highest level. It's a really – I mean, look, Rick Ankiel couldn't throw the ball, you know. Right. You know, so he ended up changing positions. Yeah, it's a
hard
thing.
So what would you do with Ben Simmons now? If you ran Philadelphia, would you look to trade him? Would you work with him, maybe sports psychologist, whatever?
Yes.
What would you do with him?
Yes. Not what they did with Markelle Fultz. Right? With Fultz, they held him out of everything. I would have, like, Fultz should have played in summer league. Like, you have to do it in real live game action or you're never going to be able to do it. Ever. Like, you're just not. So, you know, I mean, you can work on it over the season, right, where you have to run things for him. And you have
so
to
no
make
matter
him
how much he gets it, so no matter how much shooting he does in the off season, or even in the practices,
look,
that's not going
to
help.
He has to decide. He's right-handed in life. He's right-handed as a basketball player, except when he shoots jump shots. You go look, and he shoots more shots with his right hand than he does left. But all his jump shots are with his left. You know, so a long time ago, I would have considered his right hand. But I think we're past that point. But I just think it's about practice reps and just completely buying into just, you know, I think he's done the Hollywood thing, dating people instead of worrying about his game. I don't think he's worked that hard on it. But besides all, yes, he needs to do that. But then it has to be game action, whether it's Philadelphia or otherwise. And you have to, everybody has to be in on it. You know, everybody has to be in any organization on, hey, we're going to fix Ben because he's so valuable at everything else he does. You know, and what happens is, it's like when you're, like, you know how blind people, like, their sense of smell, their sense of hearing and touch is, like, intensified? Like, that's how you have to play as a basketball player. Like, everything else has to be, if you can't score, You can't throw the ball in the ocean. You got to be so good at everything else. So, like, honestly, for me, like, I became a tremendous defender. My passing's always been on point. Like, I had great feel for spacing and how to play around it. But it's almost impossible nowadays to play without a jump shot. I mean,
right.
I mean, Draymond kind of does it, and he every once in a while he'll sneak in a three, you know. But right. Draymond is you know, he's 6'8", and he can get away with it. But if you're Ben Simmons, you're going to dominate the ball like that. It's really, really hard. I mean, you don't shoot 34% from the free throw line unless you got something bad. And you know what's interesting? We have this thing where we finally have a sensitivity towards mental health issues, right, with the – what's her name? Yeah. The female tennis player. But we have no sensitivity towards – like, this is a mental health issue
right.
that it just sucks to be out there and, like, you're petrified to shoot the basketball.
No doubt. The great stuff, man. We appreciate you sharing that. That was good stuff from your experience. So, thank you, brother. Check him out on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Great stuff, my man. We appreciate it.
Hey, by the way, is Ryan blaming Rudy Gobert, or is he rightfully blaming Quinn Snyder?
No one thought Utah was a contender, man.
It doesn't matter.
They weren't like, contenders, man.
How do you not adjust? But, how do you not go small or go zone?
Ty Lue is undressing all these coaches.
Ty Lue is awesome.
All right, Doug. Great stuff, my man. Great stuff. Odd Couple, keep it live, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I'm going to say this quickly, Ryan, and then I want your opinion, because you said it. James Harden gets T-Rex arms in the clutch. Now, he went 2-for-12 on threes in game 7. I get it. The hamstring is strained. But 2-for-12 on threes. And when I'll ask you this at the end. In his last 8 games, elimination games, he's 1-7 as far as record. He's 24% from 3-point range. And in game 7 on Saturday night, Ryan, he was 2-for-13 on open or wide open shots. And that's what the NBA says is a shot where your nearest defender is 4 feet away or more. He was 2-for-13. If he hits one or two of those wide open shots, the Nets are probably still playing. So I want to know how much of this is the hamstring and how much of this was he didn't want it. Because at the end of the game, Ryan, he did not have the swag, the poise, or the leadership of a superstar. Even a banged up one, he was just handing it to Durant, going to the sideline and standing and saying, go get it, dog. What was your take on that?
Nah, it's a little bit of both. And for one, hats off to James Harden. He's a real hooper. He got out there and played. And I thought he played smart, you know, like, don't go and re-injure your, like, know how to play through one of those injuries. Like, every hooper should have had to play through a hamstring or groin before. Let me put that out there. But down the stretch of the games, it wasn't like, all right, James, create your shot, get to the hole, and be James Harden, which I thought he played at his pace and was excellent. Towards down the stretch, he had open shots that he missed.
Right.
And open shots he didn't even want to look at taking. He wanted to get out the way. And the one thing is, you just expected a little more. It looked like even at a certain point, he was coming down the floor. Durant gives him the ball. It's like, dog, just give me something. Like, everybody had noodle legs, and he couldn't make a shot. No, Joe Harris. But like I said, I applaud James for playing, but it just wasn't there, Chris. And no, I think he's got to be more assertive in those situations, man.
I'm totally with you. Look, game 5, I know his numbers weren't big, 1-for-10, 5 points. I thought he was huge, though. I thought his leadership, he ran the offense for the first 3 quarters, and in the 4th quarter, he kind of let Durant do his thing. I get it. Second game, he was a little better, game 6. And he put up numbers. Like you said, the first 3 quarters, he was fine. But it was the end where he was just like, Kevin, you got to do it all. And that's what – and again, I'm going to give him slack because of the hamstring, and he gutted it out. But part of me, too, was like, I've seen this sometimes with him, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen him struggle like this in the clutch. So it's going to be interesting to see next year. We have to wait a while to see it. All right, Ryan Hollins.
Great job, Chris.
Outstanding job, brother. Great show, my man. Peace!
My guy.